What is up, and welcome back to the Girl Gangs podcast. I'm Amber B.
I'm Alexis Adams.
And introduce your baby.
And this is Callie Adams. Say hello.
What's up, Callie girl? She's so cute. She's a sassy little thing, too.
Oh, yeah. She wanted to be in here. Now she's like, put me down.
She just like her mama. All right, y'all. For today's episode, we're going to do advice for first-time national athletes. I figured since a lot of y'all are currently in prep right now and the first national show is going to be in, what, 6 or 5 weeks, it would be a good topic to hit on. First, I'll do a couple of updates. How you doing, Alexis? How you feeling?
Good. You can't see it right now, but I got a lip flip today. So the next time you'll see it, because it takes like 7 to 10 days. I was going to get filler. So here's a fun thing I didn't know. So I've seen people post that they got a lip flip, and that's about it. Like, I didn't know anything about it. The lady that I went to in Virginia never told me about it. Just gave, like, I'd go in for filler. Like, so I've said we as athletes tend to burn through Botox and filler quicker than like the average person. So I've like, when I talked to my lady in Virginia about it, she suggested that we try to layer to like, build it up. So then it breaks down a little bit slower over, like it breaks down over more time than if you just get it once and let it break down completely. So that's what we've been working on. So I got it in like, think beginning of January. So I was going back now because like I noticed when I smile, my top lip gets thin. And that's really the only one that I get filler in now because I want them to match and I want the top lip to stay full when I smile. So I went to Relive, which is like the sister company to Revive. Okay. Today, and like I made my appointment online and I go in and she was like, so you're here for filler? And I said, yeah. And I was like, really? What I've just been doing is just my top lip to make it match my bottom and to make it stay when I smile. And she was like, have you ever thought about a lip flip? And I was like, no, I don't really know what that is. She was like, smile and tell me what you want. And I was like, I want this fullness when I come here. Like, I want it to be fuller. Yeah. And she was like, so you want it like here? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, you want a lip flip? And I was like, oh, so it saved me like $500. Really? Yes, because if you guys know, like, a syringe of filler is like $650-ish, depending on like the filler that you get. And so my lady at home has been doing a half syringe since I've been going back at a time. But typically, like, depending on the aesthetic person, they don't want to only do a half syringe and then have things not be even. Like, it's easier to, like, start with a full one and then, like, do touch-ups after that. So I was expecting a whole syringe. I got 8 units of Botox right here. And it's going to, the Botox relaxes the muscle so that when you smile, that muscle doesn't engage and your fullness stays there, which makes complete sense. And she said that, like, long-term, that makes more sense. And it's a better look because if you just keep putting filler, it can like migrate and like up here gets puffy. And then that's where like people get filler over and over and over for some time. Then you'll see like they have to get it dissolved because it like it layers and then it doesn't break down the way that it typically would. And then you kind of have a weird look after a while. So she explained all that to me. So she was like, what I would recommend is do the lip flip. It takes like 7 to 10 days for full effect. One of my other friends, I was talking to her that just recently got one. She said, like, on day 4-ish, you kind of start noticing it. But, like, 7 to 10 is the full effect. And give it a full 2 weeks from now and then see if I want filler on top of it. So, but, like, if it's going to do what she says it's going to do, I don't need the filler. Because I, like, and I can feel, like, I've told you guys, I don't want to be crazy and I don't want to get crazy lips and, like, desensitized to it. So I felt like I could notice it, like it wasn't how it is when you first get filler.
I would tell you, don't worry.
But like I can feel it, like when I touch it, I could feel it. So like she did a lip exam and she was like, I can feel the filler that you have, and the filler is still there and it feels good. And I was like, I can feel it too, but like what was throwing me off was looking in the mirror. It didn't look like what it felt like. So that's the solution, guys. If you get your lips done and nobody's talked to you about a lip flip, ask about it, because she said that's like, it's kind of like, she explained it like if you have acrylics and you get a fill in, it's like your touch up in between fillers. So then you're not like filler, 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 and then you're like bursting and you have to get it dissolved and then like backtrack and start over. So that's what we're doing. Next time you see me on the podcast, because we've still been doing once a week, they might look different, hopefully. Right now they look the same.
Well, okay. Thank you for sharing that. I've never known what a lip flip was. I just know a lot of the girlies were getting it. I was like, okay, cool. But speaking of filler, I'm sure a lot of you probably follow Liz the Shiz. I competed with her both, at Chattanooga and Universe last year. She's super, super sweet. I have been so invested in her rhinoplasty journey. So she got a rhinoplasty because she had been getting, I think, filler in her nose, and the filler migrated. And so everything was weird. And she's super honest about it. She's like, yeah, I got it, because she knows she didn't like her nose or whatever. And my thought process is, I mind my business. If someone wants to do something, like it's their body, whatever the case may be, I have no judgment. I've always been fascinated in that stuff. Like, one of my favorite shows to watch is Botched. So that's
Oh, I
on.
was watching that last night.
Dude. So I saw on her story she was posting it. And so I'm like invested in this rhinoplasty. And I messaged her. I was like, girl, I'm invested in this. Like, keep sharing it. She's like, thank you so much. But I watched her YouTube channel too, where she did like a whole vlog on it. And the doctor was just saying how, like, with the filler, how it can just kind of migrate and go all over the place. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. So very, very fascinating. I typically, oh, I haven't had it since like 2022. I got a big old forehead, so I get Botox in my forehead. I tend to do it like 2 weeks before the show, because it just, like, we're athletes, it just goes so freaking fast. And so again, trying to count my coins, I was like, okay, well, let me save it for when I really need it. So I just plan it 2 weeks out before show, because that's when everything's gonna be nice and solid and it's not gonna be moving. But yes, I love that for you.
So that reminds me, I talked to her about the Botox also.
Uh-huh.
Because the person back in Virginia
Uh-oh.
quoted me like 30 units, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know, like, Botox burns even faster than filler. So 30 units of Botox was gonna cost what a whole entire syringe was gonna cost, basically. And I was like, no, I'm just gonna have lines. Like, they're absolutely not. I'm not doing that every 2.5 months. That's crazy. But then I talked to Amber, and Amber was like, that sounds like a lot of units. Cause I don't really have
Have a lot.
lines. Sometimes, depending on my hydration, if I put makeup on and I do this too much, then I'll have like a crease. But that's not worth $600 to me. So I haven't done it. But at a new office, I was like, well, let me ask, because at the Olympia, I really did not like, you can see it a little bit because I'm almost 30. Like these little lines, but they're like significantly emphasized when I have diet face. So like peak week of Olympia, once I was like dehydrated for show, it was not as bad. But like peak week, I really didn't like any of the angles of the pictures that like my photographer was getting because of all the lines right here. Luckily, because I'm Florida, this office works with a lot of competitors too. So like that was super helpful. So I explained all of that to her and I was like, really, it's just right here. And she said it would only be like 16 units total, like 8 and 8. Because I smiled really big and she counted my lines and I was like, I don't think I get more lines, they just get deeper. But she said, she recommended that I go 3 weeks before the show so that it gives me the 2 weeks because I've never had it. And then if I want it anywhere else, she can like put it in there. So that is my plan. But I'm still not going to do it throughout the year because these lines, I'm not getting them done every 2.5 months.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing. Like, for me, like, when I have body fat on my face, which I got plenty right now, like, I feel like things aren't as emphasized, right? But when I'm lean, I feel like I can see every line, every nook, every, and it's just kind of like, and guys, please understand, we're not saying this because we're telling you you need to do it. You absolutely do not. These are just things that we do to make us feel comfortable Forge stage and just, I mean, I know I struggle big time with diet face. I hate my diet face. I hate the way that I look. And how you look, we all know body dysmorphia is definitely a thing in the bodybuilding. So it's just kind of like when you see yourself, it's like, oh my God. And it can just kind of wear on your mental and emotional state a little bit. So that's why I like to handle that. So I guess we'll title this a little Botox and lip flip talk too. But okay, so those are some things I would like to do leading up for stage, but we'll go ahead and jump into our topic. The season has started. Junior USAs is the first show of the national circuit, so I know a lot of y'all are gearing up for it. And my first piece of advice would be for your national show, be prepared to be humbled. Your first national show, I feel, is by far the most humbling because now you're at another level. You're in the middle level, and you'll be able to see immediately as soon as you get backstage the caliber of athletes that are at a national level versus at your regional level. It is significantly different.
Yes. Go in with you need to understand that this is going to be the highest level show that you've ever done. If you've never done a national show, this is the hardest show you have ever done. So that's not to scare you, but that's to set the expectation of you literally need to bring your best. That's not an exaggeration. We say that every like you want to do that every show, but the last you qualified for the national show with a regional show. You need to be better than you were at that regional show. Absolutely. You need to be better. If the judges said, bring what you have, it needs to be better. You're the best at the show. Hopefully you won an overall, or hopefully it was a tough show. You don't have to win an overall to go to a national show. But if it was a decently good competition that you were up against, that gives you a gauge of where you're at level-wise. So that's why we say win an overall before you go to a national show. It just kind of gives you a better idea of where you should, in theory, place. You still need to be better because, in theory, and at least the top 10 at this national show are going to be as good or better than what you just were at your regional show. So bringing that usually is not gonna take the cake.
No.
So you need to find a new level. You need to find a new way to push. Same goes for when you earn your pro card and you go to a pro stage. Same thing. It's a new level and it's probably going to feel a little suckier, or you're going to just sit into that deficit that you're already in for longer, which sucks. But if you want to be competitive, that's what it takes. And your mental needs to be there. So if it's not, take your time. Your regional qualification qualifies you for the entire next year. So it's not like August to August. It's if you qualify in June of 2024, you are qualified all the way through 2025.
Another way to put it into perspective, I just thought about it. Look at it this way, so that way you can understand like the level that you're at. Someone that's there, you don't know who it is yet. That person is a pro. You are already amongst a pro. You just don't know who it is, and you're probably going to be on stage with them. So you want to make sure that you are bringing your absolute best, because even let's say like if you're going in with the goal to win, which I love that for you, even if you don't, if you are able to get into that first call out, even if you're able to get a third or second place, that just shows you right there like, hey, I was already on stage with a pro. So you kind of have an idea of what your physique looks like against a pro. Also, changing gears, didn't even mention it because I'm looking at yours. Your hair looks really good, and obviously I got my hair done. I got my hair braided. I forgot to mention, I was looking at yours like that looks Yeah, I love that. I lost my
That
train.
is a good way to put it. I didn't even think about it like that. But yeah, and to sidebar off of that, yes, everyone at a national show wants to win their pro card. At your first national show, you are 99% not going to win your pro card. Somebody might at their first national show. Does it happen? Yes. Those are significant outliers. So it is not a failure at your first national show if you don't win your pro card. It's a failure if you didn't bring your best in aspects of like, did you fall short on yourself? Did you have snacks peak week? Did you do all of your cardio? Did you do all of your training? Did you follow your plan? If you did all that, you need to find what is successful for you. You have to do all of that in order to be successful. If you fall short, then that's your fault. But if you do all of that and you don't win first place, it's not an ultimate failure. And I think it's important to learn that. I have a client that I've been talking with through this week, and she has had some battles like sticking to the plan and like trying to find reasons of what's causing her to not stick to the plan, and like addressing those, because ultimately that's how you address the big elephant, you just address all the small ones. And so she's been making progress for sure. But she had the progress, like the better days outweigh the lesser days, right? But then she's hyper focusing on these lesser days. So I'm like, you still have to like celebrate these wins, because ultimately stacking up all these wins gets rid of this lesser day. So same thing for a show. I know y'all, second place sucks. Like second place is first loser. Been there a bunch of times. It's not a good spot to be in. But when there's 25 girls in the show, you just beat 23 other girls. One person was better than you, yes, but you were better than 23 other ones. So like you have to like, yes, you have to look at the weaknesses so that you can get better, because that's what the sport is, but you also would be also doing yourself a detriment if you're not celebrating the positives too.
And if you're getting second place at your first national show, you have nothing to be upset about. Like
In
that, like
bikini wellness, if you are top five, that is
you
like.
have nothing to be upset about. And this, like, and this is heavy emphasis on your first time stepping onto a national show. Alexis and I both understand after that, okay, your mindset's gonna change because it's like new level, new devil. The thing is, like, once you do your first national show, now you're aware. Now the stakes are high. Because I mean, it's ignorance is bliss. You know, you don't know what you don't know. And so now you need to be prepared for you're going to have a whole new understanding of bodybuilding and competing. And it's gonna do some things to you as a competitor, as an athlete. While I also feel like it should make you hungrier, it should make you want more because that's just the nature of the game. But just understand your mindset when you go into a national show, when you come out, it's going to be totally different. You're probably going to be highly more competitive. So for the girls who have already done maybe two or three national shows, and you're like, I ain't trying to hear that second place nonsense. Yes, you should feel exactly like that. But for the girls who haven't, if you get top five your first time, chef's kiss.
Yes. And then, so that comes to another point. You really want to soak it all in. It's a lot going on. The overall gist is the same as a regional show. However, there's a lot more moving parts because there's a lot more people, there's a lot more classes. Usually at regional shows, there's A through D for bikini. At national level shows, there's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. And they all have 40 girls each. Like it's a lot. There's a lot going on. Usually national shows are at least 2 days long because men are on one day, women are on the other day, because there's so many competitors, it can't happen on all one day and everybody enjoy it and have a good time. So like take it all in. That also to say, you must be organized. You need to know where you need to be and at what time, and be there on freaking time, because they're not gonna wait for you. But try to absorb it, because after that, like Amber said, your mindset changes. And it is then, how do I get better? And every show is like that. So like each time you get to a new level, you really want to try to soak it in, because you only get that first one time. And then from there, it's much more hyper focused on what can I do better. It's not your first show. It's completely okay to go in not expecting, you shouldn't expect anyway, but not expecting to win your pro card. Each time after that, it's like you expect more from yourself, so it's a higher expectation of what is successful for you, at least. Especially if you do a bunch. It took me and Amber five national shows, not counting the regional ones, to qualify again. So it can be defeating after a while. I know girls who have done 14 national shows. A lot of girls are in that boat. Like, five national shows is still not that many to win a pro card. So, our timelines are short too. Like, many girls have been competing for 10 plus years before they get that coveted pro card. So, the pro card can't be the only thing that's successful, or you will hate bodybuilding. Because ultimately, also, after you win that pro card, you are going to win way less times. Ever again.
That's a whole nother topic. Oh my God. That's where I'm at right now, trying to wrap my head around, whole crap, first pro season. What does that entail? This is like new levels. We get to come with a fresh body. Where do I land? How like yeah. Yeah, that's a
Yeah. Because after that, it's like your mindset truly has to shift, at least at first. Even so, people who win their pro card on their first national show, few. People who win their first pro debut, it's like squishing an ant.
Don't feel
Very,
bad
very
about
few.
you because there
So,
really
in order to like be happy with yourself, your mindset has to shift from there to long game. If it's not there already, it needs to be there. But the majority of people who win their pro card have already been acting like a pro. Like, you're awarded what you are that day. So if you win a pro card, you are a pro. When you got there that weekend for show weekend, you were a pro then. They just gave it to you on Saturday.
That's it. Another thing I want to say, because this is a conversation that I've had with another pro, and she's been competing for quite some time. And it was one of those situations where I wasn't sure if I should say it just simply because I hadn't been competing as long. But sometimes it's not even a matter of, oh, well, I haven't been doing this for that long, so therefore I can say, kind of like, if you see something, say something. It's a mindset, because I see this a lot after shows where girls will say, oh, well, I had a hard prep, or I did this, or I did that, or I've been doing it for this long. It doesn't matter if it's your 10th national show, doesn't matter how hard you've worked, how much cardio you had. Just because maybe you had a hard prep, or you had to diet really hard, or do a lot of cardio, you've been doing it for a long time, doesn't mean you're going to win. Doesn't mean you're
Nope.
And a lot of girls don't realize that. And it's just kind of like, I know it's hard because our serotonin is low. We don't have any carbs. Our emotions are all over the place. We can't think straight. That's not to discredit anyone's hard work or effort, but you have to understand that in the sport of bodybuilding, you are going to lose more than you win. And just because you gave it your all does not mean that you're going to come out with the outcome that you desire.
Yeah, and the judges don't care how you got there.
They don't.
It in the NPC, in the IFBB, they don't care about your story, it doesn't matter. Doesn't care how many carbs you ate, doesn't matter how much cardio you did, how many weeks you dieted, who your coach is, don't matter.
Doesn't.
What your last name is, nobody cares. The only thing that matters is what is standing on stage in front of them in the lineup. It doesn't matter what you look like 10 minutes before you got on stage. Hi, been there, done that. It sucks, but they don't care.
Yes. It's like when they put their, it's just kind of like, I love seeing everybody's like before they get on stage. I know for a fact things can change drastically from how you look in your hotel room to how you get on stage. That and it's in some day, and it can be just like a small error of margin. I know for me, do not pump because I will look crispy in my hotel room. If I look at a freaking dumbbell, it's blaring, it's too much, and then on stage, it's like, oh my God. So please keep in mind the stage shot is what the judges saw. That's what they're.
Yes. And to piggyback off of that, it's data. All the photos that you have, all that stuff, it's data. And in this time and age where we have social media and like a benefit of social media and like podcasts and stuff is people can share what they know to maybe help somebody else. That's why we started this podcast. So stuff like that is okay for informational purposes. It drives me up a freaking wall. Like, I cannot tell you how much it bothers me when people are like, this is what I look like an hour before stage. I should have won. I'm like, that's not what you look like on stage. So, like, no, you should not have. The peaking part is the hardest part. That's why you need a good coach to guide you. Like,
Yes.
that is the most finicky part at the end. That is the craft of the coaching and coming into show. Is the peak. So, again, it does not matter how you got to stage. It matters what is on the stage. So, this is my little soapbox, but stop posting. This is what I look like an hour before stage. I should have blah, blah, blah. If it's in a, like, your placing was wrong kind of annotation, you are wrong. It,
Right.
like,
But if it's just, hey guys, look how things changed. Data.
Yeah. Now, I'm totally for, and I have done it too. Like, if your best physique was an hour before stage, post those pictures. Just
Absolutely.
be careful how you annotate what you write underneath of it. Because if anything, usually it's the caption that's either going to make me fall in love with you or have a bad taste in my mouth. And I think that's how a lot of people are. Like, you can be beautiful, but if your attitude underneath of it is kind of sour. Sorry, guys. I've been eating these.
I was gonna say, what's going on?
I'm hungry. I'm too hot from show to be
That's okay.
hungry.
It's working. What do you always tell me? Good. No. It's working. I was gonna, but you're not flat yet. Whenever I'm like, I look like a noodle. Flat burns fat. Whenever she says that, I get so annoyed. Get so annoyed. But to piggyback off of what you were saying, it's a long day. And you don't understand how long of a day it can be when you've never done a show before, especially if you are bikini and especially if you are on the taller side. I'm a class H girl, so anyone who is like class G and H, please understand it is going to be a long day. Now, I do feel like peaking for bikini, it's not as intense. It's important, but understand like once you get to wellness and up, that is a whole nother different ball game of peaking because they have more muscle, right? For most bikini girls, like for Universe, I rolled out of bed, had a meal, sat backstage for hours, and got on stage. But also too, that comes with having the muscle. Like there is a bunch of things that also come to play with that. But either way, it is a long day. So understand that just because you look a certain way in the morning, like some people's bodies just don't hold out for too long. Like at Universe, I don't think I got on stage until like three something, and prejudging started at 9. That's a long time. So
Yeah.
please prepare for that and understand that sometimes it's not a matter of, your coaching doing something wrong, you did something wrong. Sometimes the body's just like, I don't know how much longer we can hold this, and that's why it's called a peak. But also with that, with national shows, your appointments. And particularly your glam. If you are on the taller side, if your glam appointment is a little bit later, and I'll say for a show, maybe like a Universe when there's Masters, anytime you're competing at a national show, and if there's Masters and Open, that's going to be an extra long day. So shows like Universe, is North Americans? No, North Americans doesn't have, it does have Masters, does it? I can't remember.
That's a long show.
So the longest shows are Universe and North Americans because they have Masters attached to them. So if you're
Well,
doing,
in Masters Nationals,
Oh yeah, but Masters Nationals has their own like entity. Like there's no open.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So Universe in Pittsburgh. If you're doing those two shows, and especially this is for my like my class H girlies, if you get an appointment time and it's later than what you're thinking, do not freak out because you got a long time before you get on stage.
Yes, but to caveat that, and this comes with experience, but you got to gauge it because sometimes the makeup artists are wrong.
They are.
Amber pays attention, but sometimes the makeup artists do not. And they've been in the industry for a long time. They're used to knowing how the show usually goes every year, and they don't check the freaking schedule.
Yeah.
And it happened the year that I won Junior Nationals. It happened there. And it's happened a couple times, but
Oh, this past amateur
at Nationals.
they were looking at an Arnold amateur because my girl that I did, she was just like, I'm so glad I went to the venue and didn't go back to see my coach because I would have missed my class. She said, as soon as she got back there, they're like, hey, come get undressed, get on stage. I was like, girl.
Yep. It happened to Olivia, the same thing, Arnold Amateur last year. And it happened to Elizabeth at Nationals this past year. And it's like they don't always check. Sometimes the order of events changes last minute. And it should fall on your makeup artist to adjust the schedule accordingly. But just stay aware. If, like, for example, the year that I competed at Junior Nationals, wellness went like third, I think. So it ended up being usually it's like all the women's divisions, wellness or wellness bikini. The way that this went, so like figure is what sets you back significantly. Because like they have there's more of them and they have their routines and stuff. But the way the Junior Nationals did it was like fitness, women's bodybuilding, women's physique, wellness, figure, bikini. So they swapped wellness and figure. I knew that because I read the thing. And my makeup time was fine. My makeup time was still before the show even started, but it was fine. Other makeup artists did not schedule the girls that way. They scheduled it as if figure was before wellness. So all the figure girls were done. Wellness was still sitting in chairs. Wellness is about to go on. So, like, if you go back and watch the YouTube, there were so many wellness girls missing from backstage because so many makeup artists did that. They sent class B before class A. Because over half of Class A was missing. 99% of the time, they will not do that. They will not do it if two girls out of the entire class are missing. They are not waiting on you. That was an extreme exception. But every single show, someone misses their class because of something like that. Or, like, not always just makeup, but like you just thought you had more time. Definitely don't do that. That is silly if it's completely in your hands. And you miss it because you were dilly-dallying because you didn't want to sit backstage. Y'all sit backstage, get you some headphones and a blanket.
Truly. Or what I do, I mean, especially if it's like a big national show and I'm just kind of like when I'm working, Alexis, if she's there, she's always really good about giving me updates about saying what's going on, but I'll get the live stream so that way I can see myself exactly what's happening. Now, here's the thing with me. I'm one person. I'm not a team. So I can only book so many girls in the first place. The larger teams, they do have the advantage of getting more girls in, but what they run the risk with is overbooking. So if it is a situation where the show is moving faster, or if they've done a swap, that's when things get dicey. So I feel, yes, like for some of them, most of them, you do have to pay, but just for your own peace of mind, get the live stream because it's worth
It's
it.
like
It's way worth it.
the national shows is like $25
Oh,
usually.
yeah, get the live
It's
stream. So
worth
that's,
it. And because, okay, so it's a service that you're paying for. It should be timed appropriately. Yes. Ultimately, it's your show. So if you're worried about it, if they're running behind, if you're paying attention and it seems like your division is like you need to be backstage before your division is on stage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So like Amber was class H. Yes, she had that's really the only like G and H have
Yeah.
significant amount of time during the morning. Everyone else, it can be a little dicey, especially wellness, figure.
Yeah.
You need to, for the majority of you need to be backstage before your division is starting. Don't be heading there when your division is starting, because it goes a lot faster than you think sometimes.
Yeah, especially if you already
Especially.
stay at an Airbnb and you have to drive, you're not familiar with the area. Like if you're not in close proximity to that venue, yeah.
Yeah. And like that's something that I always tell you guys I'm backstage super early. It's kind of something that I balance. I want to be backstage early anyway, but I'd rather be backstage 30, 45 minutes longer than I have to be. And I'm trading that, like I'll leave the Airbnb early and stuff because I want the comfort of the Airbnb. That's me personally. I'm not comfortable in a hotel for several days in a row. It'll stress me out more than it should. But you have like 20-week prep and all of that endurance and like pushing yourself to the limit is not worth not wanting to be backstage for a long time. Like I can't even comprehend that. But what I was trying to get to was if it's like if you're straddling the line between having a full face and being backstage on time, go backstage with no face on. Or half a face, I don't care. I don't care if all of your hair is not curled. Like, does that matter? Yes. But it doesn't matter at all if you don't make it on stage. So
Not at
hopefully
all.
you're never in that scenario. But like with Olivia, she was like they ran way behind. It was a stressful situation. I'm like watching the stream. Nelson, I think the scenario was Nelson took Olivia to hair and makeup. I had the stream, so I'm watching the stream, sitting in the chair getting my makeup done, telling Nelson like she needs to go. Like she needs to go right now. They're switching to wellness, she needs to go. And I think what she ended up doing was she sat in the chair and said, I need my face to match my chest, lipstick, and eyelashes. And that's what she got. Like 5 minutes out to stage, and she was getting backstage to say her class was lining up. So had she sat in that chair, and I know she'll listen, Olivia, you're on here again. Everything, y'all, when we were walking around the Arnold, it was like me, Amber, and Olivia, and Olivia's part of the podcast, even if her face is not on here every week.
Yes, she really is. And someone requested her to come back on. We got to get her on. Maybe after her season, we can
Yeah,
get her
she's in
back
peak
on.
week as we
Yeah,
speak.
let's go, Olivia. But what I want to say to that, because I'm about to put y'all on game. Y'all know I'm not someone that likes to gatekeep, especially when it comes to beauty things in regards to stage glam. No, I don't expect everyone to be able to bust out a professional face. But what I will tell you is everybody, because things happen. An artist might get sick. The show's running faster, running behind. Everyone,
Flights
go
are
and
canceled.
flights are canceled. Absolutely. Get you a bottle of L'Oreal Infallible Foundation. I think it's like $12. Get a shade that's 2 to 3 shades darker than you and just have it on you just in case. Because if all goes wrong, at least you have a darker foundation shade. You can put that on. Your eyes don't matter. Eyeshadow is not the judge. The only time judges are going to say something about your eyeshadow is if it looks horrible. That's the only time.
If
They're
it's
not.
too much,
If it's
yeah.
too much, that's it. If it's too much, that's the only time. They don't care about it. Throw some glitter on your eyes, fill your brows in, take some of your concealer, mix it in, put your lips on, and go. I feel that everyone needs to have that backup just in case, because it just breaks my heart to hear how so many girls miss their classes due to unfortunate situations like that. Get you a bottle of that, put it in your bag, and that way, no matter what, you're set.
Yes, my makeup bag is always like my if I'm flying, my essentials makeup bag that has foundation, bronzer, like it's just a small bag, what I can fit in that thing, is always with me at shows. Amber's usually doing my makeup, so I know that it's not an issue, but things happen out of anybody's control. So like the rental car breaks down and you can't get to your appointment, and instead you're gonna have to Uber, so you Uber only to the venue. Okay, you can throw a face on. Like whatever the scenario is, a lot of times I don't even get into it, and all I use is my brow pencil and mascara because that's what I do on a normal basis. I don't put anything else on my face. But I'd rather have it with me and take up that room in my bag and not need it than to not have it. And then you're like, not, like could you could run to CVS and get random crap for
That's
really, really
stress.
quickly, but that's another stressor that you have to hurry up and go. And like running around is stressful, especially on show weekend when it's unexpected. So like, yes, you want to pack lightly sometimes, but also make sure that you have what you need. It's worth the extra $50 to check a bag or whatever.
Yes. And then I've got one more here. This is for the girls that, don't make first call out. You go to the night show. I know some girls don't wrap their head like, well, why do I have to go to the night show? I'm not going to get a trophy, or I didn't even get first call out. It's a respect thing. Look at it this way. You've prepped for 20 weeks or however week long. It's another time for you to go on stage, and it does not look good to the judges. This is our sport. This is how it runs. We have pre-judging and then we have finals at night. Sometimes shows are different where they do it back to back, and that's really rare. But you not showing up makes you look like a bad sport. So despite of however you may feel, trust me, I've been in third call outs once. It is not fun. I understand it. However, comma, you always go to the night show. You walk up there, you hit the front pose, you chunk up the deuces. Don't do that. You do your little wave and you go off the stage. Don't let your ego get in the way.
Yes, absolutely.
Got anything else?
Don't think so.
All right. Well, sorry. I'm drinking this
Oh.
Zero Sugar Dr. Pepper and I'm like getting
Let
burpy.
me see. Let me
You
see.
told me about this one. This is the strawberries and cream
Oh.
one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's bomb.
Little cap. When does this one drop?
This one will go next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. We're a week ahead or ahead of what I was thinking. So when you're listening, we're recording this, it'll drop. The Charlotte Pro has already happened, but we will be there this weekend. So we'll give you a little recap on the next one on that. Amber's doing hair and makeup. I am going to see Olivia compete. I have a couple other posing clients as well. And Kenley is actually coaching her now, so that's exciting.
Yes.
And then I actually am, so today's Wednesday, because I'm in Florida traveling for work. So I leave early in the morning tomorrow, Thursday, to fly to Richmond. I'm staying at Lexi, my best friend's house, for a couple days. I have some filming for Perform Nutra on Friday. Saturday is RVA Fit Day, so I hope that you're going to be there. I've been posting about it. If you're hearing this now, it's too late. It already happened.
Do you want me to see
But
if I can get this on Friday?
there's a posing clinic, and then going to Charlotte, and then going back to Richmond to fly back to Florida.
You know
So,
what? I'll see if I can get this up on Friday. We can have two episodes this week.
okay,
Yeah,
yeah. So,
I can do
beep
that.
beep beep, we
Yeah.
backed up.
What? It's a nut today.
I did get Starbucks right before this.
Okay, I was gonna say you're wired.
Yeah, and I didn't like I saved my caffeine until after I had like so I already started my job, but then they forgot to do the drug test. So then they drug tested me this morning and it said like please do not come with dilute urine. So then I like waited on my coffee because I'm like I already like I'm not gonna hold my water, but I don't want to like speed it up. So
Right.
then But then I was like in this lull because I waited too long to drink my coffee, and then like I haven't pooped yet, and it's just been a mess.
Whole situation.
It's been a whole situation. But lots of traveling this weekend, and then like we said a couple weeks ago, the season has started. So
Yay.
we'll be recapping shows, giving you updates. If you are my posing girls, I know my schedule looks skimpy. I'm waiting for my work schedule so then I can not have to shift you guys all around because I know that gets annoying.
Perfect. That's it. Thanks, y'all. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.